one that can see.
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast. This is Doug Michael. Nice to be spending some time with you again. And as always, thank you for spending your time with me. I'd like to take some time today to discuss something that should be a concern for everyone, which is the rollout of the 5G system. 5G stands for fifth generation technology. Right now, all of the technology that we have, the smart technology and Wi-Fi, operates on 4G, fourth generation, and we're facing the rollout of this fifth generation technology. It's not been tested, and there's lots of concern regarding this technology. Ladies and gentlemen, the way that the 5G system will work, see, right now we have these massive cellular towers all over the place, but with 5G technology, it operates on what's called multiple input, multiple output. And each of these towers will be about 4 feet tall and contain about 100 ports. Now, what that means, multiple input, multiple output, is that packets of data are sent between these way stations, disassembled and then reassembled. The problem is that 5G waves cannot penetrate very easily through buildings and trees. So to compensate for this, these mini way stations will have to be placed all over. We're talking maybe every 10 to 20 houses or buildings, very, very close together. And what this will do will exponentially increase the radiation that we are already subject to with the 4G technology. Right now, the technology is being rolled out in the U.S. The USA is the testing ground for this technology. Cities such as Sacramento, California, Los Angeles, Boston, Indianapolis, Austin, Texas, and other areas are set to roll out this technology at the end of this year. Again, some places like Sacramento have already rolled out this technology. But the problem is it's never been tested. So these cities where the technology is being rolled out, the people will be the test subjects. In September of 2017, a group of about 200 doctors and scientists from 36 countries got together to call for a temporary moratorium against this technology because of the massive exposure to radiation that will increase and the fact that it's not been tested. In part, the 5G appeal reads, 5G leads to massive increase of mandatory exposure to wireless radiation. 5G technology is effective only over short distance. It is poorly transmitted through solid material. Many new antennas will be required, and full-scale implementation will result in antennas every 10 to 12 houses in urban areas, thus massively increasing mandatory exposure. It goes on. With the ever more extensive use of wireless technologies, nobody can avoid to be exposed, because on top of the increased number of 5G transmitters, even within housing, shops, and in hospitals, according to estimates, 10 to 20 billion connections to refrigerators, washing machines, surveillance cameras, self-driving cars and buses, etc., will be parts of the Internet of Things. All these together can cause a substantial increase in the total long-term RF/EMF exposure to all EU citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, the 5G system is part of a massive surveillance grid that's being put into place. Here in America, and I'm sure much of the Western world, many appliances are now smart appliances. We already have smart TVs. I'm talking smart washing machines, smart refrigerators, smart everything. And all of these products will be plugged into this 5G system. Everything will be known about you, what you consume, you know, what you watch on TV. Your every move will be monitored and tracked. And on top of that, the massive increase to exposure of radiation is something that everyone needs to be concerned about. But I suppose in the face of being able to download a full-length feature film in 1 second, you know, who cares about the potential health effects, right? Again, from the 5G appeal, over 230 scientists from more than 40 countries have expressed their serious concerns regarding the ubiquitous and increasing exposure to EMF generated by electric and wireless devices already before the additional 5G rollout. They refer to the fact that numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is growing evidence of harmful effects to both plants and animals. Now, this concern by these doctors and scientists was recently basically proven. Very recently, in Sacramento, California, one of the testing cities for the rollout of this technology, firefighters have reported neurological damage, including memory problems and confusion, after a 5G cell tower was installed outside the fire station. This has just happened very recently. When the firefighters moved to a different location that did not have these towers, they got better. So what we're seeing is that this technology can basically scramble the brain. It messed with their memory and it caused neurological problems. The firefighters reported memory problems and confusion right after the 5G equipment was installed outside of the fire stations. Ladies and gentlemen, what concerns me the most is the potential for DNA disruption. Again, some of the ill effects that are likely to occur, that the firefighters experience this in Sacramento is something we should all be paying attention to. What gets me, though, is the DNA single and double strand breaks. This technology has the potential to do this. Oxidative damage, disruption of cell metabolism, increased blood-brain barrier permeability, melatonin reduction, disruption to brain glucose metabolism. So this technology is set to be erected all over the place in urban areas. And again, these towers need to be placed in very close proximity to one another in order to transmit the data without latency and to keep the speed necessary so that it's functional. Some other health concerns are effects on the skin, effects on the eyes, effects on the heart, immune system effects, effects on cell growth rates, effects on bacteria resistance, and of course, damage to plants and animals, effects on the atmosphere, disruption to the ecosystem. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this technology has not been properly tested. So they just roll it out and, you know, we're looking at the generation of trillions upon trillions of dollars. So the fact that this technology hasn't been tested, it has no bearing on the rollout, because we're talking about generating trillions of dollars, and it's always profits before people. Now, something to consider is that apart from being a massive surveillance tool, think about the chemtrails now. The skies have been being sprayed with heavy metals, barium, aluminum, strontium, for at least 20 years. So we've been breathing in these heavy metals. Also, the sky is conductive. Think about it. The sky's been sprayed with conductive metals for years. And also, we've been breathing it in and consuming it in our food and water. Now, the 5G technology is essentially microwaves. What happens when you put metal in a microwave oven, right? So we're loaded with these heavy metal particulates. What happens when these systems go online full force? How might it interfere with our neurology and with our health overall? Now, personally, I believe there's more to the chemtrails than simple geoengineering. I truly believe that it contains nanotechnology as well that we've been breathing in. And how will this interact with the 5G? Now, speaking of surveillance, Cuomo, the governor of New York, recently announced that toll booth plazas are being fitted with facial recognition technology. Right now, at the Triborough Bridge, which connects the Bronx, Manhattan, and Queens, it's already been implemented, and they're also switching it on Queens Midtown Tunnel and other areas as well. So now when you drive through a toll plaza, you will be subject to facial recognition technology. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Big Brother surveillance. I don't even think Orwell could have imagined where we are. We are on the cusp of living under total surveillance. That's what the technology is for. It's estimated that eventually the Internet of Things, which will be basically the cloud that all these smart products are connected to, will contain about 30 billion devices. Think of this. How will this increase the radiation that we're exposed to? Due to the saturation of the 4G bandwidth, the 5G system is being introduced to bring faster download speeds and eventually support of over 100 billion devices. It's claimed that it will operate from 10 to 100 times faster than the current 4G system that is currently in place. Now, 5G uses the millimeter bandwidth wave, which operates between 30 and 300 gigahertz. I think it's safe to say that we may very well see an increase in cancer and Alzheimer's because of this technology. After the scientists' appeal was written in 2015, additional research has convincingly confirmed serious health risks from RF-EMF fields from wireless technology. The world's largest study, $25 million U.S. dollars, National Toxicology Program, shows statistically significant increase in the incidence of brain and heart cancer in animals exposed to EMF below the International Commission of Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection guidelines, followed by most countries. These results support results in human epidemiological studies on RF radiation and brain tumor risk. A large number of peer-reviewed scientific reports demonstrate harm to human health from EMFs. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, the Cancer Agency of the World Health Organization, in 2011 concluded that EMFs of frequencies from 30 kHz to 300 GHz are possibly carcinogenic to humans. However, new studies like the NTP study mentioned above and several epidemiological investigations, including the latest studies on mobile phone use and brain cancer risks, confirm that RF-EMF radiation is carcinogenic to humans. Now, the 5G system will operate around the 300 gigahertz range. So we've got a group of just about 200 scientists and doctors from 40 countries that have gathered together to appeal, and where's their warnings? Falling on deaf ears, as always. And because, again, you know, in the face of generating trillions of dollars, these warnings will not be heeded. But I think people really need to become aware of this and learn how to take certain precautions so that we don't get fried. And ladies and gentlemen, the surveillance grid that is currently in existence is massive. This 5G technology will be the nail in the coffin. It will be the ultimate surveillance grid. You will not be able to escape it. If all your devices and your appliances are hooked up into the Internet of Things, your every move will be regulated, monitored, tracked. It already is. Every keystroke that you make on your computer is monitored. Social media has become the ultimate spy tool, and people will willingly give their personal information voluntarily to it. But this is a whole new level. This 5G technology has the capacity to surveil your every move, and on top of that, to massively increase the radiation exposure that, you know, we're already exposed to. And again, due to the fact that we've been breathing metal particulates for the last 20 years, how will this radiation affect us on a physical level? Can certain waves be beamed into the human brain to cause elation or cause confusion? With what happened to the firefighters in Sacramento, just being exposed briefly to the wave station that produced the 5G waves, they basically lost their minds. Now, what happens when these wave stations are all over the place, you know, 10 to 20 houses apart? Think of the amount of radiation that will increase. Something to be concerned about, ladies and gentlemen. And again, not, I don't mean to sound like a fear monger, but the technology is here. It's being rolled out in certain test cities in America, and it's soon to be the EU as well. So it's something we really need to be concerned with. What effect will this massive radiation increase have on children? Little children who aren't developed fully yet. How is this going to affect them? And also the plants and animals. What it would take, I think, would be large numbers of people coming together for a common purpose and saying no, but you're not going to see that happen. Everyone is so damn divided over stupid political ideologies or whatever. To come together for something like this, it would be damn near impossible. We can't get past our stupid little differences as it is. But this is something that affects everyone, every man, woman, and child. And it ought to be on the top list of concerns for people. You're not going to get a squabbling group of people locked into these ideologies to come together for a common good on anything. It's not going to happen. So while we remain separated and divided, unbelievable things are occurring all around us that people remain very unaware of. This is one of them. And I think, again, this should be at the top of the list of concerns for everyone, because they're rolling this technology out, whether you like it or not. When groups of scientists and doctors come together from all over the world to, you know, air their concerns, should we not pay attention to that? But nope, everyone's too distracted, too involved with whatever little sideshow that, you know, ensnares their consciousness. You know, you can't even barely talk to people like this because they'll call you a paranoid lunatic or a conspiracy freak. But what happened to these firefighters in Sacramento, this is real. I mean, these guys had their brains scrambled until they moved away from the equipment. Then they got better. And this just happened recently, maybe a week or two ago. So, you know, it just becomes very difficult, you know, doing this, trying to warn people about what's unfolding all around them while they remain blind and indifferent. Like I said before, it's like shoveling shit against the tide with a teaspoon. You don't get very far. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll cut it short. I'm going to do some more homework and research and put together some technical data on this and present a full-length presentation about 5G and the dangers. I just wanted to put this out. It's a very brief one today. I appreciate you taking your time to listen. It's cause for concern, this 5G shit is, and we better wake up to it, and we better take steps to protect ourselves from this radiation exposure. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for taking your time. I truly appreciate it. This is Doug Michael, and until next time, walk in peace.